gonna give them just a few more seconds for others to come in on the prayer line this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Hope all is well for everyone that is on the prayer line this morning. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. Hope you got your coffee this morning. I sure got mad. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, we're going to get started this morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, giving honor and praise to God, who is the head of our lives, to my wife, to my pastor and bishop, Pastor Lenore, and Bishop Clark. Bishop Clark, Pastor Lenore, we honor you this morning. Thank you, Jesus, for the grace that is on you. To all the pastors and ministers, all the mothers on the prayer line, we welcome you as well this morning. All the prayer leads and hosts, thank you for joining us on our 8 a.m. service, our prayer service this morning. We especially welcome those that are joining us for the first time. We welcome you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right, we're going to go right into our first prayer lead. That would be our own Minister Rachel. Are you there?
Good morning. Yes, I'm here.
Good morning. Go right ahead. Let God use you.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Such a blessing to pray with you this morning. I'm just so blessed by the prayer topic Pastor Lenora gave me. The topic I'm going to pray about with you this morning is reunited. And as I sat for the last, 20, 30 minutes with my coffee, praise the Lord, and just listened, it is so good. God blesses us with all the delights of life, and we thank him for that, Lord. We just thank you for the small things as we come into your presence this morning. And as I just let the Holy Spirit minister to me about being reunited, he brought back to my remembrance times in my life where people I loved or missed came back into my life, or where he healed my heart and corrected me and moved me in repentance, forgave me and moved me in repentance to be reunited with people that I love. And it's always, I don't like to talk a lot about the enemy because he's already defeated, but it is always his intent and his plan and plot to keep us divided. So we must be mindful to stay united, and when there is a breach, that we seek to be reunited. I'm going to read us a scripture out of Hebrews, and then we'll pray about this. I'm in Hebrews chapter 10, and I'm reading out of the Passion Translation. I love this translation because the theologian and translator Brian Simmons works hard to bring both a balance of the Greek and Aramaic translation of the text, and I feel it gives a beautiful balance of the mind and the heart of our Heavenly Father. So if you get an opportunity, sometimes read the Passion Translation, and I'm in verse 23, and it says, "So now wrap your heart tightly around the hope that lives within us, knowing that God always keeps his promises. Discover creative ways to encourage others and to motivate them towards acts of compassion, doing beautiful works as expressions of love." And verse 25 says, "This is not the time to pull away and neglect meeting together, as some have formed the habit of doing. In fact, we should come together even more frequently, eager to encourage and urge each other onward as we anticipate that day dawning." So here the author of Hebrews and our Heavenly Father encourages us, and not just to go to church on Sunday. Our bishop has been so faithful to train and equip, educate, and empower us to continue the gathering of the saints every day of the week, in our houses, around our tables, as we gather with him for daily bread. We should always and continuously be in communion and seeking unity with one another. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that it's your heart to keep your family together. Lord, we thank you and praise you that you give us the power and the place and the ability through your Holy Spirit to keep us unified. You modeled this perfectly for us, Jesus, when you walked the earth. You stayed with the people that you love, that you taught, that you worked with, that you healed, that you delivered. Lord, you kept your people unified, and it is our heart's desire to do the same. Lord, we ask you to search our hearts. And if there be any place, Father God, that has a root of division, we ask you to take it out. We ask you to heal that hole. And we ask you to place your Holy Spirit in it, and that would bring us even closer together. God, I pray that we discover ways, like the scripture says, creative ways to be together, Lord Jesus. We have such busy schedules. We work so hard. There's so many things on our plate. This world is demanding more and more of us every day. Lord, as I look at the generations who are moving into leading the workforce and moving into the workforce, Father God, it requires more to do what our parents and grandparents had to do. Lord, we're technically working double time to live and work. But God, we know that you are faithful. You see the need, and you increase our capacity. And we ask, Lord Jesus, that you would increase our capacity for love and unity and gathering, just as you increase it for work and for ministry, Father God, and for service. Lord, you have a unique way of expanding the heart. And Lord Jesus, as we come more into the likeness of you, Christ, we ask that you would give us a big heart. And Father God, diverse minds and bigger arms that are open, Lord Jesus, to be with one another, to love one another, to serve one another, Father God, to help one another, to produce the good work, like the scripture says, that it takes to be fruitful and multiply, even in these times when it takes more, so that we may have unity. God, bless our families. Bless our marriages, bless relationships, bless our parenthood, bless our ministries, all of the areas that are in our lives that require a relationship and unity. I pray for the broken places, God. I pray for the breaches. Heal them and close them in the name of Jesus. We bind Satan and his plans and his plot and attack to divide and conquer. He's always seeking for a way. If he can isolate us, he can conquer us. But Lord Jesus, I decree that we stay unified to you and stay unified to one another, and that we be strong and do great exploits, love one another well, continue to gather. Lord, I pray that you would heal our minds and our hearts where there's any offense, where there's any wrong thinking, any mindsets or mind locks, pain from the past, traumas or hurt that keep us separated. I bind that in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would bring to the forefront of our mind any areas that need reconciled so that we can be reunified. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would prick our hearts, move upon us, Lord God, drown us in compassion that makes us want to reach out, apologize, take the first step, whatever it may be, whatever it needs to be, that we would be Christ-like and that we would do it so that we curate a culture of unity, and that we can be reunited in any areas where we've been broken or separated. Ultimately, Lord Jesus, I pray over your people, Father God, to be reunited with you. Like the prodigal son, Lord, there's nothing like coming home to your father. There's nothing like knowing that you are loved and you are accepted and that you are welcomed and that you are embraced. And I pray, Lord Jesus, for any person who feels hurt, lost, or separated, maybe they've gone wayward or made a mistake, Lord God, or just wandered and drifted away. I pray that they would feel the call of you, Father, that they would feel your loving rod and staff that comforts and guides, draw them back near. I pray that they would be reunited with you.
I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would do a Holy Spirit CAT scan over us and highlight any areas in us that need to be reunited with you. Lord, it's always your desire. You're always after our hearts. So if there be any areas in our hearts, Lord Jesus, that are separated from you, I pray that you draw us back. You said, you promised in your word, you will draw near to those who draw near to you. So Holy Spirit, bring it to our awareness, the areas that you need to get closer to, that we need to get closer to you. Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you for right relationship. Our righteousness only comes through you, Christ Jesus, and we pray for more of it. And the way that we can receive more righteousness is to be more aware of the areas in our lives that we need to be more Christ-like. For every area that we are more Christ-like in, we have more unity, we have more hope, we have more love, we have more excellence. And we thank you and praise you for that, Lord Jesus. It's so beautiful. Lord, I pray that we would enjoy the company of one another as we see more Christ-likeness in one another. And as we enjoy the company with one another, that it would be reciprocal relationships where we cultivate more Christ-likeness in one another. That as we are more like Christ, we would be supermodels to the world and to one another of how to be more like you, Jesus. What a blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you and praise you. We thank you and praise you that you have reunited us with you, our loving Father. We thank you and praise you that you, in that unity, you have transformed us. Lord Jesus, I just hear in my heart a strong call for parents and children who have been separated. And I don't know if it's someone on this line or someone on this line who knows someone, but there has been a break in a relationship with a parent and a child. And we just pray right now, we stand in agreement that is healed in Jesus' name. And that in no matter of time that there would be, they would be reunited, that there would be healing and reconciliation, and that they would be reunited. I pray that in the name of Jesus, I decree it. And Lord, we thank you and praise you that just as you have brought us back to you in right relationship, that your Holy Spirit right now is moving, Father God, to that call is going out in families, Lord Jesus, to bring people back together. It starts in the home. Lord God, Bishop teaches us, and we thank you and praise you for him. God, I pray an abundance of blessings over him, Lord Jesus, and that we would take the teachings that he has poured out and that we would implement them and we would see transformation in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And Lord Jesus, I pray as we are reunited in our families, we begin to transform our communities, Lord God, and that is how we can transform this nation. We thank you and praise you, Lord Jesus, for healing. We thank you and praise you for reuniting us, for strengthening us. Lord God, fortify us. Fortify ourselves, being reunited with you. Fortify our families, Lord Jesus, being reunited with one another. And fortify our communities, Lord Jesus, as we reunite and re-immerse ourselves in them. God, make us sleeper cells, that as we move out into our communities, as we welcome others with open arms into our lives, into our communities, into our ministries, Lord God, that the power of the Holy Spirit, the overflow of you, Lord Jesus, the power of your Spirit living in us, your living Spirit would overflow people and that they would be reunited with you, Lord God. Oh, we thank you and praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, to hear your heart. Thank you, Jesus, to hear your heart. We stand in agreement in prayer this morning. You said, Lord, you promised. Here we are, Lord, before you, where two or more are gathered and ask in my name. You said, so shall it be, and that you are amongst us. And we stand on your promises. It says right there in that scripture, God, in verse 23, we decree it. You said, the one who is faithful, Lord, you are faithful. You don't lie, you don't change, and your word never fails. So we stand on it, Lord God. We pray, we believe, we expect. We have a great hope, a great expectancy to see it. Every broken relationship and separation be healed and reunited, and may unity grow amongst us. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. It's such a blessing to pray with you this morning. Thank you for the opportunity. And Lord, we thank you for the presence and power of your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. At this time, I pass the prayer line back to our host.
Amen, amen, Minister Rachel. It is always a pleasure to hear you pray this morning, reuniting us, reuniting us with the Father and with each other and with our families in your prayer. We thank you. I felt that prayer. That prayer was especially meaningful for me this morning. Thank you, Jesus. You know just what we need to hear. Once again, this is Minister Andre Jeffries. We are on the prayer line this morning, and we are praying. We are praying this morning for all those that are coming in. We are interceding for our families on this prayer line this morning, and we are so thankful to have you here in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Lord. Hey, this is to stay connected. That's what I wanted to say. To stay connected to us, Bishop Clark, and our ministry, you can receive emails and text messages on a regular basis by texting the word maximize to 55444. Only once. You text the word maximize to 55444. And you will receive emails from our ministry and text messages on a regular basis. Amen. All right, at this time, we're going to introduce our next prayer lead. That would be our own Minister Mildred. Are you there?
Yes.
Amen. Go ahead. Let God use you. God bless you.
Amen. My prayer title is Sacrifice of Praise. Father, we love you and we bless you on this morning. We honor you and we lift you up and we give you glory on this morning. Father, we come before you with hearts full of gratitude of your endless love and your grace. We thank you, Father. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, through whom we can approach with your confidence, oh God. We offer you a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of our lips, and we confess your holy name on this morning. Father, we choose to praise you and honor you. We acknowledge your goodness and faithfulness, and we surrender our personal desires and anxieties to your will. We're thankful for your love and your grace. We praise you when we're facing difficult times and challenges. We acknowledge your worthiness, and we acknowledge your worthiness of your praise and the worthiness of your glory. Father, we give you thanks due to your righteousness. We give our Lord prayer this morning. We praise you this morning because you are our God and you are the Most High God. We lift our hearts in praise on this morning. We're thankful for your truth. We're thankful for the moments of joy. We're thankful for your peace and comfort. We're thankful for your hope. We're thankful for your word and its power to transform our lives. We're thankful for brokenness. We're thankful for healing tears. We're thankful for your peace beyond understanding. We're thankful for your joy in the midst of the storm, and we're thankful for your resurrection power and the hope of heaven, oh God. We offer a sacrifice of praise on this morning to our God, our Redeemer, and our Rock. The fruit of our lips acknowledge your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And we give a sacrifice of praise even through the midst of sorrow, even through the midst of grief, and even through the midst of fear. As David cried out to you in his dire circumstances, we cry out to you also, O God. We cry out to your holy name on this morning, asking for mercy and protection. We choose to praise and worship you, Father, through our struggles and through our fears. Father, some of us is in the midst of our own case of despair right now, God, but we lift up our heart as David lift up his heart to you in the midst of praise, God. As he praised and worshiped you in the midst of his dire times, we pray and worship you right now too, Father. Even if we need healing in our mind, healing in our body, healing in our soul and in our spirit, even while we pray and grieve and we pray and moan and groan it, oh God, we chose a sacrifice of praise on this morning. Father, we need you and we love you, Father. Father, we need you and we love you, Father, and we know that there is no end to your love. We pray for your promise that you would turn our hearts towards you, the one who is high and lifted up, seated on the throne. Help us to focus our hearts and our minds and our praise and our worship on you, O God, because we give you praise and honor on this morning. Even when the storm comes, Father, and we feel the storm has came to take us under, Jesus, we lift up your name on this morning. We love you, Father. Give us a song in our heart to sing as we sung as children. Jesus, love us. Yes, we know, for the Bible told us so. Father, we love you and we praise you, O God. Give us a word in our heart when the storms come, O God. Let your word breathe hope into us. Father, let us begin to focus on your majesty, your power, and your protection. Father, you are beautiful and you are compassionate. And the fruit of our lips confess your holy name on this morning. Father, we praise you. We praise you, God. We praise you for just who you are and who you've been in our life. Father, we praise people for a job well done, Father. Father, let us not praise you from that same motivation. Let us praise you for who you are and who you've been in our life. Let us praise you in spirit and in truth, God, because your job has always been well done. Even from the time we entered the womb, oh God, your job was well done. Even when we went through trials in our lives, oh God, your job was well done. And we praise you and we bless you, God. We praise you and we bless you on this morning because your job is still well done. When our children are going wayward, let us give you praise. When the medical tests come back positive, let us give you praise. When our finances hit rock bottom, let us give you praise. When we're going through trials and tribulations, even in our marriage, let us give you praise. Times you don't know, we don't know what's going to happen. At times we don't know, the things don't come out the way we should, or they come out the way we should, the way we think they should, oh God. Let us still give you praise, oh God. Your praise is, let us praise you uprightly with the right spirit. It is you, Father, who have blessed us. It is you who have helped us, and it is you that protects us. Father, you are still good and can be trusted. Let our praise be real unto you, regardless of our circumstances, whether we're going through a good time or a bad time, whether we see our ups and see our downs, oh God, whether we're going through a storm or the sun is shining, oh God, let us give you your praise because you're worthy of all praise and honor, and you do your praise, oh God. Father, we love you and we bless you on this morning. Give us a worshiping heart to give you your praise. Give us a humbled heart to give you your praise, God, because you're due of all praise, God. And we love you and we bless you on this morning. We lift you up, oh God. We delight in you, and we pray that you would give us the desires of our heart. We pray that you would help us to seek you above all things and find joy and peace in your presence. Father, we trust you, and we lift you up this morning. Father, we trust you, and let your word come alive in our life. Let us have the sacrifice of praise no matter what we go through and how we go through, and knowing that you would bring us out, oh God. Father, you've been there in our past, oh God, and you have brought us through, oh God, because you're worthy, and you've been there in our future. And let us know in advance. Put it on our heart, oh God, as we give you the sacrifice of our praise on this morning. We know that you're going to bring us through. Seeking ye shall find, knock, and the door shall be open. Father, you've been there from a child on up, oh God. As we go through our trials in life and tribulations of life, let our sacrifice of praise come unto you out of our heart, oh God. We bless you and we praise you this morning, for there is none like you, oh God, and you are glorious, you are faithful, and you are true. And we thank you for your joy, peace, and understanding. We thank you for your happiness on this morning, God. We thank you for who you've been in our life, God. Father, we seek after your heart on this morning. Father, we thank you for loving us, and we thank you for your loving kindness. Father, bless us with the things we stand in need of and everything you want us to have. Father, bless us to prosper and be in good health, oh God. Father, cleanse us of everything in our lives that do not honor you, God. We pray this morning. We lift you up this morning. We praise your holy name on this morning because you have been good to us. Father, we find true satisfaction in your presence, true satisfaction in your word, and true satisfaction in your worship. And we thank you for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us. And we thank you for the many blessings that are set before us, oh God. Father, you are good. You are faithful. faithful and you are holy. And we thank you for your spirit on this morning, your spirit that dwells in us, your spirit that lives in us, and your spirit that allows us to offer up a sacrifice of praise, oh God. We celebrate you on this morning. We celebrate you for being forgiving. We celebrate you for just being forgiven, oh God, for laying upon our heart, oh God, for seeking us, for choosing us, oh God, for bringing us through, oh God. Father, even through our storms, God, let us learn to give you a praise, even in the darkest hours of our lives, oh God. Let us give you a sacrifice of praise, oh God. Even when we go through a midnight in our life, oh God, let us learn to give you a sacrifice of praise for all things that you do and for all things that you're done and for all things that you're going to do, Father. Father, we bless you this morning. We lift you up this morning. We honor you this morning. We honor you because you're marvelous and you're magnificent, oh God. We honor you because you're worthy, oh God. We honor you because you continue to give us strength day after day, oh God. We honor your mercy, oh God. Even through stressful times in our life, you're still good to us, oh God. You have still found a way to bring us through and get your praise, oh God. And we glorify you this morning. We thank you this morning. Father, bless us to be prosperous and us in good health, oh God. We celebrate you this morning. Father, bring healing to our minds. Bring healing to our bodies. Bring healing to our soul. Bring healing to our emotional state and our physical state, oh God. We need you, Father. Father, we need you, oh God. And let us learn to praise you, God, when we don't see our way through, God. Let us learn to praise you, God, when things are hard in our life. Let us lift our heads up in a sacrifice of praise, oh God, because you're worthy of all praise. As we praise others, oh God, where they don't cost for praise, oh God, let us praise you, God, not only when it costs, but when it don't cost, God. We lift you up, God. We give you glory and honor, even right now on this morning, for there is none like you, Father. Father, we find comfort in you. We find joy, peace, and happiness. We honor your faithfulness and righteousness and your forgiveness. Father, we delight ourselves in you on this morning, and we thank you, God. We thank you for being able to praise you no matter what it is and no matter what time it is, because we honor you and you're glorious, oh God. Father, you are holy and we lift you up this morning. The Lord God of hosts, we praise you and we bless you this morning because you've been good to us and you covered us and our families. And we're grateful, God. We're grateful. And even right now, no matter what we're going through right now, we praise you, oh God. We praise you right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And now I'd like to turn it back over to the host.
Amen. Amen. Minister Mildred, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We offer up the sacrifice of praise this morning, hallelujah. Glory to your matchless name, Jesus. Thank you for being on the prayer line with us this morning, Lord. Thank you for stirring our hearts up this morning, Lord. Jesus, where we can sacrifice to you. Hallelujah for what you're doing in each and every one of our lives this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right, all right, all right, all right. Thank you. Hallelujah. The Believer's Declaration, it reads, as believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. Thank you. As mature believers, we minister from our location. Three, we are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. Yes, Lord, we want to serve you this morning, Lord. We want to serve you. And we can do that by serving him in offering. This is our halfway point. Some of you may have to leave. So we're asking if you can sow a seed this morning in the name of Jesus. You can do that at our Cash App. That's $ Bishop Clark. You can also text the give. That's G-I-V-E. At 216-446-1209. That's text to give. That's G-I-V-E at 216 646-1209. You can also go to ekcministry.org. You can give your offering there. You can put in a prayer request, and you can upload your one-minute GPS that's guiding people to salvation. All right. We're going to go into our next prayer lead. That would be our own Pastor Terry Butler. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am. Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Good to be in the house and in the presence of God, with the presence of the people of God. Good minister, good prayer this morning, Sister Rachel. Thank you. And always good to hear your voice. Minister Mildred, thank you. And Minister Andre, we appreciate you all. The saints praying this morning, lifting up the name of Jesus. Ah, that's so important, lifting up the name of Jesus. I'm going to be coming out of Psalm 51 this morning, coming out of Psalm 51 and praying, of course, for all those, for this nation. There's so much going on with this. It's a killing every day now. I just, you know, when you turn your news on, you just killing over here in Maple Heights at the grocery store. Praying for that situation. Another one, a couple of people were killed over in East Cleveland. A couple of wounded soldiers. I mean, police was killed over in Lorraine the other day. It's just, it's terrible out here. It's terrible. You can't even go outside anymore. It's just so much violence and stuff. But here I got a, let me go back to my list. I'm so sorry. I want to go to my list real quick because I want to pray for some people, even in our own family, in our own press circle, in our own church, and our co-laborers in Christ with us. We're going to send in prayer out to Sister Linda, Sister Mercedes, Sister Brenda, and asking God to cover them and keep them safe. Minister Deandra, Joseph, Keitha, Rose, Mother Carol, Mother Goodman, Sister Rosie, Cinderella, Joyce, the Courtney, and of course the Sister Rochelle with her daughter Courtney and the two babies were in that horrific car accident. I talked to Sister Rochelle the other day, yesterday, and we want to keep them in prayer and ask God to wrap his loving arms around them. It was a serious accident, but we're glad that they're still here with us. We're glad that they're getting better each day. The report I got was they're getting better each day, and we're going to keep them lifted in prayer and keep them covered in the mighty name of Jesus. It's as we pray for individuals, we believe God that they will be healed, and we know that God can and will do, or we would never have called on their name. We never were called on him to do it. And, you know, sometimes it seems like we're repeating things, but God knows everything. And we may not know the full details, but God knows and God sees. And we just honor God when we call forth their name. My mother's, where's my list of my mother's at on here with Buchanan and Mother Clark and Mother Goodman? I'm going off the top of my head right now. I can't find my mother's list. But let me say this. It was so good to hear Mother Clark yesterday and to see her. She's one of my, you know, I got my favorites. I love Mother Clark. She was there when I first got there, and she was always nice and kind to me. And that sticks out to me because she hasn't changed one bit. And she has a word. My God, that woman can preach. But it's just good to know she's still with us and she's still connected and she's still serving the Lord to the best of her ability. Amen. We're going to Psalm 51. Bless all the mothers. If I didn't mention your name this morning, I'm going to catch you on the next. Psalm 51 is a cry out for David for mercy after he had sinned with Bathsheba and after he had sent her husband to the front line, Uriah, tried to cover up the sin. And David recognizes the prophet Nathan comes to David and rebukes David. And David recognizes, hey, this is me. This is me that has sinned against the Lord. And he repents and asks God to restore him. But I'm reading out of the Living Bible, and it says that, have mercy on me, O God, because of your unfailing love, because of your great compassion. Blot out my stain and my sins. Wash me clean from my guilt. Purify me from my sin, for I recognize my rebellion. It haunts me day and night. Against you and you alone have I sinned. I have done this evil in your sight. You will be proved right in what you say, and your judgment against me is just. Let me go down here to verse 8. He says, while I was born a sinner, yes, from my moment my mother conceived me, but you desire honesty from the womb, teaching me wisdom even there. Purify me from my sins, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Oh, give me back the joy again. You have broken me. Now let me rejoice. Don't keep looking at my sin. Remove the stain of my guilt. That's key. That's key. I'm going to have to look that up. Let me go back. Remove, verse 9, remove the stain, because sin will leave a stain. Oh, Jesus. Verse 10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew the loyal spirit within me. Do not banish me from the presence, and do not take the Holy Spirit from me. Verse 12, restore to me the joy of thy salvation, and make me willing to obey you. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you right now for this psalm of repentance, this psalm of reconciliation, this psalm of washing, the psalm of cleansing, purifying. We ask God that to work on our hearts this morning. Allow us to have a pure and right heart before you, God. All the servants of the Lord, all those who are connected to this prayer line, all the members of the body of Christ assembly, all the co-laborers in Christ Jesus, my prayer is that you have a clean heart, that you have a right spirit, that God, you will allow the God to purify you, to wash you with the reading of the word of God in the mighty name of Jesus. We know that we are not perfect. We know that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But God, we know that you're all powerful and all knowing. We know that you're able to do everything but fail. And we come to you, Father, for the right spirit when we minister, the right spirit when we pray, the right spirit when we call forth thy names on the prayer list, a right spirit when we come in contact with the people of God, a right spirit when we contact with anybody in the name of Jesus, when we're out witnessing, when we're at the airport, when we're at the schoolhouse, when we're at the recreational centers, when we're at the hospitals, when we're in the neighborhoods. We ask God that we have the right spirit. We ask that you would speak through us. My God, we ask that you would speak through us in the mighty name of Jesus. And when we sin, we know that sin is not the worst thing that you could do, but the worst thing you could do is sin and not repent. And we have a corporate, we repent as a corporate body this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Wash us thoroughly from our iniquities. Hallelujah. We shall be whiter than snow. White as snow was Isaiah, but whiter than snow is David. And we thank you. We thank you, Father. We thank you right now for this spirit of forgiveness. We thank you. I heard a wise man say, forgiveness is instant, But restoration is a process. And we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for allowing us to be, to get a whooping, a spanking from sin, and so we can get it right in the mighty name of Jesus. We know we cannot carry this sin into the kingdom of God, into the heaven, my God. But we ask right now, Lord, get us right. Wash us thoroughly from our iniquities. And we believe, God, that you can and will in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for all the brothers and sisters and all the babies, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Cleanse them, Lord. Wash them. And discipline them when it's time. Let the rod and the staff comfort them. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the man and the woman of God, our teachers. We thank you for the teaching priests, my God, in the name of Jesus, the anointed ones, my God, who labor every single day, and we say thank you, and we say thank you. We want them to get the adequate rest that they need in the name of Jesus. Rest, my God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for all your many blessings that you have bestowed upon us in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you right now, Noah, for all the things that you have already done, all the past victories that you have already given us in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your hand of mercy that has always been upon us. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you. And we stand upon your promises, Lord. We stand that you would never leave us, nor would you forsake us, that you would be with us to the end. We stand on your promises in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. We bless you. We bless you, Lord. We bless you. We bless you. Oh, you've been good and you've been kind and you've been merciful. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen and amen. We want to say thank you to all those who are listening to be blessed today. To be blessed, we want to bless. Remember those in prayer. Remember your brothers and sisters that may be going through a little tough time right now, a little tough patch in the road, and we just gonna pray and keep them encouraged and keep them strengthened. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. And I'll turn it back over to our host.
Amen, Pastor Buckner. My big brother, we thank you for your right now word. We thank you for your encouragement, your exhortation. We thank you for always being in your place, being a leader that we can look up to in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey, y'all, we are looking for prayer leads. If anyone may be interested that's not a prayer lead on the prayer line, give it a try. Give it a shot. Step out on your faith. Do something for Jesus on this prayer line. God will bless you. You can do this by calling the church at 216-475-6327. That's 216-475-6327. Thank you. Because God will and wants you to grow in him. And this is a way for you to do that, to serve him and to grow and mature in the things of the Lord. Make that sacrifice in the name of Jesus. Make that sacrifice. Okay, I'm your last prayer lead, but we're going to read the new declaration first. Large sums of money is coming to the people of God, and we will pay, or I will pay my tithes. I am going to be in the right place at the right time for a blessing. Financial support is coming to this ministry on a daily basis. Yes, we are praying for financial support to undergird this ministry. If we don't have it, like the bishop said, We can pray that somebody else has it and that the Lord touch their heart and give to this ministry. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, we're coming to the end of this prayer service, and it has been good. My soul has been renewed and restored by what has went forth. Minister Rachel came from Reunited. She said, we need to seek to be reunited. Come together when there's a breach, to try to seek to mend that breach in the family. She said, passion. The passion. Oh, that's what she said. Drown us, Lord, in your passion. Because we need to be supermodels for Jesus. I thank God. Help us to be supermodels for him. Minister Mildred, sacrifice of praise. Bishop said, praise summons the presence of the Lord. Let us praise. Let our praise be real. That's what Minister Mildred said. Let your praise be real and sincere to the Lord. It will summons the presence of the Lord. Barak, halal, tahina praise. Give it to him in the name of Jesus. Let it go. Let it go up to the Lord. We want a torrential downpour from him this morning. Thank Pastor Terry Buckner for praying what's on his heart. He said the hearts of many have waxed cold. There's so much going on in the world of theirs. So much killing going on. Everywhere in Texas, Austin, Texas, all in the United States, all around the world, is so much death that's happening that lets you know we are in the last days. But he says, sin stains, but the blood of Jesus can make us whiter than snow. Whiter than snow. I like that. I remember that teaching. The bishop taught us on that. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, hold on. This is what I want to do. I want to unmute this line real quick. Okay, y'all. Sing this song with me. Sing this song with me. It goes like this. I'm so glad that the Lord saved me. I'm so glad that the Lord saved me.
I'm so glad
that the Lord saved me. If it had not been for Jesus,
where would I be?
Yes, yes. I'm so glad that the Lord saved me. I'm so glad that the Lord
saved me.
I'm so glad that the Lord saved me. If it had not been for Jesus, where would I be? Thank you, Lord. I know it was kind of rough. It was on the spur of the moment, but it was on my heart. Hallelujah. I am so glad that the Lord saved us. Hallelujah. I am so glad. Hallelujah. In this time that we're living in, we need a Savior. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Thank you for your participation. Thank you so much. I'm going to be reading from the book of Proverbs, the 24th Proverbs, the 16th verse, and it reads, for though a righteous man falls 7 times, he rises again. But the wicked are brought down by their calamity. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word and sanctify it in the hearts and minds of all those that believe. Thank you, Jesus. Come on in, Lord Jesus. We need an outpouring this morning. Let us pray, Lord, for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We are praying for our bishop and his vision this morning. We are lifting up Pastor Lenore this morning in the ministry. We are lifting up all those that are on this prayer line this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. I love to say your name, Lord Jesus, because you are our Savior. Thank you for being so faithful and just. Thank you, Lord, for being so faithful to us each and every morning, giving us a breath of life, Lord. Lord, we are praying for the churches that Bishop is presiding over in Africa, those that are going, the stuff that's going on over there, the famine, the pestilence, the disease, Lord. We ask that you intercede over there in Africa in the name of Jesus, in your mighty name, Lord. Continue to save souls there, Lord. Continue to heal. We plead your blood right now, Lord. We're praying for our own Bishop Javar Richardson and his church family, Lord. We're looking to you, Lord. We're looking for your return, Lord. We're going to keep on looking, Lord Jesus, because we know that we are only going through light afflictions, Lord. You got our backs, Lord. We're leaning and depending on you, Lord. We thank you for your outpouring this morning, Lord. Thank you for your Holy Spirit being down on the inside of us, Lord. Quickening us, Lord. Letting us know that you want us, Lord. Giving us our own personal relationship with you. Thank you for putting this treasure in our own earthly vessels. Thank you for giving each and every one of us gifts to edify the body, Lord, to edify and build each other up, Lord. Thank you for giving us a rhema word every morning, Lord. Thank you for giving us a mind to stay connected to the ministry. Thank you, Lord, for giving us water, Lord, to drink. Everlasting water, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to set our affections on things that are above, Lord. We love you this morning. Renew our minds, Lord. Strengthen us, Lord, where we're weak at. Our infirmities, Lord, we ask for healing right now, Lord. We are praying for Mother Peterson and Mother Izzy, went to see them, Lord. You know the situation, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you keep your angels around them, Lord. Put your ministering people behind them, Lord Jesus. The great, the right caregivers, Lord. In your name, we are praying for Eddie and those that I gave communion to in the name of Jesus yesterday. We are praying for the coordinator of the nursing home, Fran, and the things that she brought before you yesterday, Lord. You know what they are, Lord. Oh, God, help her, Lord Jesus. Help her with her daughter, Lord Jesus. As only you can, Lord, restore her to her ministry. Restore us today, Lord. Those that may have fallen short, Lord. Those that may have fallen down, Lord. Let them know they can get back up. Because they're righteous. Their righteousness comes from you, not from them. You paid the ultimate price for them, Lord. Help them to hold on to their faith. Don't let the enemy steal their faith. Oh, God, hallelujah. You are a refuge this morning. We can come to you with all of our burdens, Lord. And we thank you right now for the joy. We thank you, right, Lord, for the peace that you give us, Lord. In the midst of the storm, Lord, we thank you. We're going to continue to glorify you, Lord, in spite of the situation. We're going to continue to praise your name, Lord. We come against anything, Lord, that's not like you. Tear it out at the root, Lord. Any bitterness, Lord. Any unforgiveness in our hearts, Lord. Tear it out at the root, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We need you, Jesus. We want you to know that this morning, Lord. We want you to know that we need you, Lord, in our lives. We offer up the sacrifice of praise this morning. We glorify you this morning, Jesus. We stand on your promises, Lord. We're looking for your return. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Give us your word today on the daily bread, Lord. Help us to take it forth, Lord, to go out, Lord, into the marketplace, to tell somebody about you, Lord. Help us to be the supermodels that Sister Minister Rachel was talking about. Help us to be the examples that the world needs to see, Lord, that you are a savior for the world. Help us, Lord Jesus. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Lord, you are true word. You are the forgiving God. You are faithful and trust. And we thank you, Lord. We ask that you look down on my wife today, Lord, as she's going through a situation. Give her strength. Help her to press through and touch the hem of your garment, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all those that are on this prayer line. Those that are committed to the ministry, Lord Jesus. Meet their needs, Lord. You know what's needed, Lord. You know where it's needed to go, Lord. Send it that way. Send your angels, Jesus. We're waiting on you, Lord. We're looking up to you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're standing in the gap for our families, Lord. Reunite us with our children and our grandchildren, Lord. Wherever there has been a breach, reunite us, Lord Jesus. Thank you for all the prayer lines that's going on today, Lord. All the prayers that's going up to you this morning, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way. Have your way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for praying with me this morning. Thank you. Thank you for offering up your prayers, touching and agreeing with me. Bishop Clark will be coming on in about 2 minutes. We ask you to go over to the Daily Bread and get the good word of God. All right, I'm going to let y'all say goodbye to each other. And then we're going to go ahead
Come
over
on.
To the Daily Bread. God Amen. Bless everyone.
Amen. God bless you.
All
right.
God bless,
all right.
God bless everybody.
You need your prayers. Amen.
Bye, everybody.